On a late afternoon in November, Provincetown has settled into its off-season quiet. But upstairs at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum, a large, brightly lit room buzzes with youthful creative energy.
Everybody else gather around the table.
The room is full of printmaking equipment, caulking guns hung on a wall, and on this day, a group of teens working at laptops around a large table. These kids are here for ArtReach, an after-school program that lets them explore music, film, video game design, painting, printmaking, and graphic novels. Lucas Hernandez is troubleshooting a video game he's creating with a friend.
I'm currently working on fixing the glitch I found in the game we're trying to make. Just kind of looking at everything, trying to figure out what might be wrong.
The kids range in age from 15 to 21. They come to ArtReach from all over the Lower Cape, meeting after school on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now Saturday. Tracy Anderson is an ArtReach instructor. She says the mission of the program, now in its sixth year, is to help these kids discover and pursue their creative passion.
We try to find out what kids are interested in, what they don't really have time to do in school, or they don't have the equipment to do at home, but what they really want to pursue, and we try and foster that and give them what they need in order to move them forward.
On the other side of the large table, Julian Draws from Nauset High works in a program called Pixel Press to create a platformer video game.
So you jump across things and try not to hit the lava or the spikes and collect as many coins as you can and try and get to the end.
It's a lot like the Mario Brothers game from back in the day. Kids create their own game levels by first drawing them by hand on graph paper, then photographing them on an iPhone or iPad, says Tracy Anderson.
The program within the iPhone or the iPad understands exactly what that is, and it creates the game itself for you.
Several feet away, Kylie De Oliveira works on drawings for her first graphic novel, a book with illustrations for key points in the story.
I'm doing it with ink instead of digitally, but I am putting digital parts into it, so I can draw them on my computer and print them out and put them to the size I need. And then I basically cut them into squares or, like, different shapes to fit them in to where they go in my book.
Kylie travels all the way from Harwich to be here. She says it's well worth the trip.
This is my first year at the program, but I signed up for both semesters, and I'm really grateful for it because they have all the resources that I need and everything, and I really appreciate Tracy's help with it.
Once a year, the kids exhibit their work in one of the museum galleries. Here's Tracy Anderson again.
They hang their own show, they decide how it's going to be curated, which is another learning curve for some of them. And it's interesting for them to get that experience, to be in a museum and you know, be able to hang their own show and make decisions about what goes where.
ArtReach is a multimedia endeavor, so the exhibit has other components as well.
We will also have musical parts. We will have TVs up with animations that have been created. We'll have games that can be played by people who come into the show. And you will see all the thinking and the backstory that goes into these projects.
Lynn Stanley is curator of education at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum and founder of the ArtReach program. She says one of their biggest challenges is getting kids to and from a remote location like Provincetown.
If you talk to anyone who offers a rural program for youth, transportation can make or break the program.
So ArtReach partners with the Provincetown schools and organizations like the Nauset Youth Alliance to rent vans to get the kids here. Though she's an administrator, Lynn enjoys walking down the hall from her office to sit in on ArtReach sessions.
When you walk into the room and you get that hit of energy, you know, the kind of excitement and engagement and just pure happiness, you know, it's tangible when you walk into the room.
For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Provincetown.